Greetings, friends. I hope that you are all keeping well in this time of protracted uncertainty and unsettledness. On our recent January retreat, a friend, Lynn Brownell, shared a phrase that she had been coming back to throughout the weekend. And this is the phrase, "Joy is to drink from the source." Joy is to drink from the source. The source. I'm finding this a lovely, fresh name for God, the Beloved. Where many other names that we use have become stale and tainted with misuse or representing something oppressive, this word is fresh and life-giving, the source. It speaks of life overflowing, both within and without. The source is infinitely close to us, within us, as our deepest essence, the source of our very life. And the source is around us, as the array of sights, sounds, and smells bursting into life in each moment. The source is also beyond our senses, in the silent, eternal vastness in which this moment is held and birthed anew. The source whose yearning is the source of our own yearning, longing for the veil to part, for us to awaken to the immediacy and intimacy of the presence and source of love, who breathes into us with each breath. Each and every one of us can drink directly from the source. We don't need an intermediary. This is the profound invitation to us of the Gospel of Good News. And every breath is an opportunity to drink in the immediacy of the I Am presence of God with open hearts as we breathe in love and vitality with this breath. The invitation to us in our spiritual practices of sacred reading or in our prayer and meditation time, in our mindful awareness through the day, and ultimately in all that we do, the invitation is to drink directly from the source and open our hearts to receive that cool, clear, living water of redemptive, healing love. As the living water from the source flows into our inner heart chamber, this can stir and rouse our inner essence, the spark of God deep within us. Receiving from the source allows our inner being to resonate in harmonic tones with this life-giving breath of God, Ruach, Spirit, breathing us alive, breathing us awake with every breath. In this way, we can embody in our own presence the redemptive presence of Christ, allowing this life-giving water to bubble up from within, not as a duty, but as an open-hearted response to the receiving, bringing our intention to keep our hearts open, to be present to the real, to show up in life as it is, but allowing this living water to flow through us into the world. And so I invite you to bring an attitude of open receptivity to this quiet hour, which will begin with a guided time of quiet prayer, where we will use our breathing as a way of drinking from the source. And this will be followed by a time of sacred reading where, in the words of Jean-Yves Leloup, we are invited to receive the text in a way where we're not as interested in the color and form of the water jug as much as in drinking at the source that is accessible through the words. That's what we come to do this morning. So won't you join me in this opening guided prayer that follows on the webpage?